Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor.
What are some of the most incredible parts of owning a business?
The most incredible part is the journey of it all. The people you get to meet, the rooms you get to be in. That's hands down the best part is you don't know where it's going to take you, but it's the best ride ever. Get through all the downs because the ups are way better.
Brought to you by Canvas Credit Union.
Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of CUNA's Marketing and Business Development Council Conference. And in one of the last sessions of the day, which was entitled Making People Helping People Work Virtually. Obviously, we had to do everything remotely in the last 12 months. And sometimes it was a challenge and sometimes it was a success. But this panel in this session had some great, great insight on this topic, obviously. But in this particular clip, they talked about what things that they did in person prior to COVID that they had to really shift in the virtual environment. Really interesting stuff here. So check it out.
So can each of you tell us what you used to do in person that you were forced to transition to doing virtually and how it went? Dorian, why don't we start with you since I'm sure most of your business development tactics had to shift.
A lot of them shifted during this pandemic. You know, we worked with a lot of hospitals in the Philadelphia region trying to stay relevant with the nurses, the doctors, the all of the medical staff there. We had to really figure out what would make them want to participate on Zoom, because we know that everyone, now has Zoom fatigue. And so we wanted to bring a fun component to Zoom. And so we started a virtual piano bar, where, we did it via Zoom. We had a musician come and, we entertained them. We sent them just a small bottle of wine that they can kind of let their hair down while they're home. And so we had a great time in doing that. And with that activity, it also allowed us to talk about some of the things that we were doing as an organization to help them and to help their families.
Wow, that's so unique, a piano bar. I mean, that's amazing. Good for you. John, how about you?
One of the things that we obviously looked at was, again, is what is the psychological impact? What are people most looking for? One of the things that we automatically did is that we looked at ways to connect with the community. One of the things that we found was in the research was people were desperately grasping at multiple ways to find all the things that they needed to have in COVID. So one of the things that we did was we put out a new website, and we used We Stay Strong, which really tackled all facets of how to do, keep your, not just your physical health well, your mental health, links to all the top resources. It was important for us to be able to reach out and let people know of us as a centralized resource. So we used research in that to kind of try to find the best way to again stay in touch and contact with people, and for people to look to us as a resource. We bolstered all of our online capabilities with applications, with account opening. We also started a new platform with the ability to schedule your appointment. So as even in those times, or you could schedule even a call in those times where we weren't even open yet again, you could actually find a way. Instead of calling just a general number, you could schedule it to a time that was much more convenient to you. So it's very important for us to understand the stress level of membership, of our membership, and those who should be, and try to act as a resource for all of them.
You guys really demonstrated empathy in this world. And I like how you offered options for your members, because some people, they don't have access to technology to make an appointment online, but some prefer to do it by phone. So giving them options is always so valuable. Kamal, what about you?
Yeah, so when the pandemic first hit, we looked at all the resources that we had in place and said, what will not work in this new environment, and or what will need some kind of recalibration or retooling. And so, you know, similar, we took our appointment system and we really enhanced it. We had a simple appointment system, but that turned into being able to make appointments over the phone, online, on your mobile device, and then you could really, you know, come into the branch and make an appointment too for some of those real high touch needs. What we also did is we took our virtual sessions and we really expanded on them. So we, instead of just offering lunch and learns and seminars, you know, we realized right at the beginning there was a lot of confusion around PPP loans. So we worked with our local chambers of commerce. We're in four counties. We have 23 branches located in 18 different cities. And so we connected with the largest chambers and we identified these PPP sessions where our chief lending officer, myself, and some others brought on resources and provided that information where there was a lot of confusion and provided that clarity, and a lot of new membership came through that because they were either personal members or they had heard about, hey, Connecta is really going above and beyond what my local bank is able to do. And then when they came to us, we said, even if you don't do your PPP loan with us, here's the facts you need to know, and here's how you can really prepare for it. So it's really thinking about how to prepare these businesses and individuals to navigate success in a new environment. And then on the personal side, what we really did is similar to what Dorian shared, you know, we took our seminars and realized there's going to be burnout. And so how do we containerize that? So part of the sessions were brought onto self-paced little 5-minute snippet training modules that could be found on our public site and were open to everybody. And then we took those sessions that folks had more in-depth want and desire to learn about and really unpack those in 15 to 30 minute sessions where we pre-delivered a lunch to those participants that pre-registered. So they were able to not only participate, but also feel value that that SEG relationship brought them meaningful content along with the lunch. So those were some things that we did.
Mm-hmm. That's amazing. And I love that, the word of mouth.
Thank you very much for that information. And stay tuned for more coverage of CUNA's Marketing and Business Development Council Conference here on CU Broadcast.
Brought to you by Canvas Credit Union.
And CUNA Mutual Group.